language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎收听我们又一期的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hello everyone, I'm Spencer.
啊，这新年了，我们都要有新气象，迎接猴年 ，the year of the monkey.
Year of the monkey.
And what better way to usher in a new year than having a great, maybe new English name?
Okay, so it's a new year, time for a new name.
当然，我们不是说每一个 New Year 你都要起一个新的英文名。
But you know, if you want to, it's your life, maybe. You can...
不是，为什么想做这期节目？就是因为，我们潘吉杰尼做了应该有第四年了吧 ？Every year， 我们都会做一个起名的节目，因为有很多的朋友会在我们的微博，然后现在在微信里面问我们说，能不能帮我起一个英文名，或者你能看看我这个英文名 ，Does it sound good？ Does it sound weird？
Yeah。
那我们今年呢，就会分享一下啊，就是美国在2015年 ，this past year。
Most popular names of the past year?
Exactly.
Okay.
For boys and for girls.
All right.
我们都会分享。那因为节目时间有限嘛，所以我们也没时间把所有这些名字都讲一遍。你要看的话，到我们微信公众号就可以了。
Right.
那我们的付费用户呢，也可以在今天节目的升级版里听到一段bonus extra segment， 是全英语的起名建议，还有搭配更多相关的词汇和说法。那如果你还不是开源英语的付费用户呢，可以在公众号里免费试用，并且升级账户，折后呢，一年只要629元，这样你可以学到更多的内容，提高的也更快。那在揭晓这些美国人现在比较喜欢的名字之前呢， I think let's talk about some general important rules with coming up with an
rules,
English name.
Rules to coming up with names? I didn't know there were rules, Jenny.
不是 rules， 就是因为你之前也说，就有一些中国人的英语名可能美国人 native speaker 听起来会比较怪。
No, I'm just pulling your leg, Jenny. There's definitely, not set rules, but there's definitely some things you should keep in mind when choosing a name, English name for yourself.
是，那我觉得有一点很重要的就是，有一些水果。反正任何吃的东西的这个name of fruit,
yeah.
food in general,
yeah.
You probably should stay away from those.
I mean, for example, like I've met people named like, cherry.
Cherry 怪吗？
Yeah, it just doesn't sound too... It doesn't sound classy, to be honest.
对, 樱桃, 我们虽然听起来觉得很可爱, 然后其实我也见过挺多的女生叫 Cherry, 但是美国人觉得你刚说听起来不是很 classy,
yeah.
没有,就是不是那么有品味, 那么有格调,
yeah.
对吧?
Yeah, exactly. So names like Cherry, Candy, Coco...
Coco 也不好吗?
They all sound like stripper names.
哦天哪，你说听起来都有点像那个色情服务者的名字。OK， 对，所以这种
脱衣舞的那种。
对，这种名字，当然我们不想冒犯任何人。如果这是你的名字的话，只是想分享一点说 ，what it sounds like to a native speaker。
Yeah，
就是可能我们大家都中国人也习以为常，不觉得很奇怪。
I actually tell you, I had.My Chinese ex-girlfriend, like 3 years ago, her Chinese name was Coco. And I remember I was talking to my mom on the phone one day. You know, my mom was in America. And I said, oh, I have this girlfriend. And my mom, she's like, oh, what's her name? I said, Coco. And my mom said, what kind of name is that?I thought, oh, God. I was like, my mom's not
going
to be happy about this.
其实我觉得这也很难的。就是他叫什么阿龙小龙，就是你会觉得那种怪怪，就是因为可能你没有那样的一个文化背景，没有那样的一个文化理解，其实是很难。所以我们希望我们今天的节目可以帮你得到名字背后的一些信息。那当然如果你想起一个新名字，或者你想改名，那我希望今天的节目可以帮助你啦。
That's right.
Totally not our point to make fun of your name.
No. Just giving you, just letting you know.
对对对。那我一个要 avoid, 要避免的大类就是刚刚说的那些水果啊什么的。然后我觉得还有一些就是 made up names.
Yeah, if it's a made up name, it's just, it's just what? It doesn't sound right.
对，就是一些可能他现在在这个英语名字里面没有的是你自己创造出来的、mm-hmm. 完全自己创造的。虽然 it might be very creative and different,、mm-hmm. but it could also be very, very weird.
You want to hear the coolest made up name,、English name I heard recently? I met a guy a couple months ago. His name was Iceman.
Oh, 真的像一个漫威 Marvel Comics
里面的 superhero. Actually, I was like, dude, you got the coolest name ever. But either way, even though I thought it was funny, you don't want to name yourself Iceman.
对，这真的好酷啊 ，Iceman. 因为我觉得可能特别一些场合工作的时候，对吧？就是这种 professional setting, 就是这样的名字可能会给你的职业形象会有些
I couldn't imagine him meeting some he worked at Jimmy Choo, by the way. I couldn't imagine him meeting
卖那么高级的鞋子
I couldn't imagine him meeting some foreign clients being like, Hi, my name's Iceman.
对对对，就是 Some names could really hurt your image, your professional image, 对吧？所以呢，就最好也去规避一些完全 made up 自己造出来的啊、有特别酷的那种名字。好，那 speaking of choosing an English name, 什么样的名字比较好呢？那当然，就是 it's very subjective, 就是见仁见智。
对。
但是呢，我们今天分享一下 top 10 most popular boys and girls name in America in 2015.
Yeah, we got some pretty cool ones here, and we got some classic names as well, right?
对，其实这个统计呢是美国的一个很权威的母婴网站 babycenter.com, 他们每年都会就是 round up, 他们都会、
right.
总结根据一些他们的数据啊，那2015呢，这个我和 Spencer 看了一下这些名字里面呢，有一些是 more current、
mm-hmm.
more
kind of trendy
对，就是比较与时俱进的、mm-hmm. so if you are into those 就你如果想起一个就是比较现代的名字、
mm-hmm.
你可以去取那些 but if you're more into classy names 就比较经典的名字这张榜上面也有
Yeah, there's some classic names on the list here.
对，所以 for the full list, 如果你要看完整这个榜，看我们今天开英语微信推送就可以了。那我们先来说说一些很酷、很 trendy 的名字好啦。
Okay, how about, I think this is a pretty trendy one, Caden.
Caden, first of all, it's a boy's name.
Yeah, it's a boy's name.
哎，男生的名字 Caden 在美国很受欢迎啊。怎么拼？
Caden.
对，我之前看过一篇美国的文章说，这几年男孩子很多名字都叫什么 Den、
yeah.
除了 Caden, 像我们那个榜上还有一个很受欢迎是 Aiden.
Yeah, there's an Aiden on the list though, also.、So.
对，然后还有 Jaden, 就是这样的名字是属于、
yeah.
听起来很年轻。
I feel like Jaden, that's a girl's name though, isn't it?
男孩子的名字。
Is it?
对对对，男生的。
好吧。
但也有很多名字我们说是 unisex、
yeah.
就是男女通用的啊，那我觉得如果你不想起一个听起来就是很大叔的名字，这些可能是比较好的选择、然后呢女生里面我觉得美国这张榜里很 current 很 trendy 的一个名字是 Madison、
Madison that's something that's this name's become more and more popular over the years. I feel like a few decades ago, no one really named their daughter Madison.
对，就是这个名字听起来就很有个性。
Mm-hmm.
然后我会想到地方，比如、
Madison, Wisconsin.
对，威斯康星州的
the Bridges of Madison.
对对对，然后纽约的麦迪逊大道，对吧 ？Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue. Yeah,
但是我发现，就是现在一些美国，特别是有钱的父母，
what,
有知识，
Madison?
对、
really?
他们给女儿的 Madison。或者 Zuckerberg 那个脸书创始人他的女儿叫 Max Baby Max
Maximilian
对就是这种听起来很有冲击力的名字对吧、
right.
Madison Max 就好像现在父母对女儿的那个愿望都是希望他们很强很 tough 的那个感觉啊。好还有一些名字呢我觉得就是来自圣经的 biblical names、
right.
这种是一直很受欢迎的
yeah so for example like Noah and Lucas、and even Jacob
对特别男生这些圣经名字 biblical names、
yeah.
是 they never go out of date 永远都是 很
Well, at least not yet they haven't.
哎，很经典的啊。
Yeah.
就像你刚刚说的那几个。
Mm.
而且呢，这种名字它虽然是圣经里面很古老的名字 ，but they still sound very relevant.
Yeah.
对吧？就听起来不会怪。Whereas 有一些名字，比如像什么 Tom、Peter， 我觉得这种就是现在年轻人不会有人。
Yeah.
叫这种名字。
Yeah. Well, one thing about certain names is like, for example, like you said, Tom. So it's like Tom, Bob, Rob, all these like single syllable names. You would never call children that. You gotta wait till you have to wait till you're like 40 to be called Tom. I don't know what it is. Like if you call a 4-year old Tom, it just doesn't make sense. You need to call him Tommy.
啊，就如果是年轻或者小
Oh, it's little Tommy. You can't say, oh, it's little Tom. It's like, you know.
小孩子的时候就会叫他们小名，是吧？
Yeah, exactly.
而且我觉得刚刚我们说的那些就是可能我小时候英文老师会给我们起的名字，比如女生的 Linda 什么的，
嗯嗯，
现在真的没有小女孩的父母会给她起这些名字。
Yeah, I mean, because they're just tied, you know, they're tied out a little, I guess. They've just been used too much.
对，
also.
太大众化了，就 they sound very dated.、
Yeah.
我们说 dated 就听起来太过时了一点啊。
Mm-hmm. So let's name let's go through a couple more. Yeah, a couple more that aren't 过时的。
我觉得女孩子里面可能像 Zoe、或者什么 Isabella, Mia,、Ava 这种名字都是、
My niece, my oldest niece is actually named Zoe.
Zoe,
yeah, I think that's a pretty cool name.
对，蛮酷，很有个性的。
And then Mia, Ava, yeah, I like those names too, actually. They kind of remind me of Italian women. Though,
哎，对。
Hey, Mamma Mia!
很南欧的、
So does Olivia. We got Olivia on the list here.
对，然后呢、我们今天节目的时间也快到了嘛，就是最后想跟大家说说，当然不是你一定要起一个什么很 current 很 trendy 的名字，因为说不定过几年它又听起来很 dated 很过时、所以呢、
right.
有一些真的很 classic 很经典的名字美国人到现在也一直在用、比如说女生里面的像 Emma、Emily、Olivia 是吧，这种我觉得都是四五十年前这种名字就受欢迎，到现在它还是受欢迎。
Yeah, even the most popular name, which was Sophia,、that's been a, you know, that's been a, like that's a classic name.
对，而且听起来也很像一个 little princess, 像一个小公主哈。
Oh, well, I guess so.
然后像男的名字里面，我们前面说的那种什么 Noah、然后什么 Jacob 这种也是
I feel like in the male list though it's the difference is a little more stark. It's either biblical names or like those kind of cool more recent sounding names.
Whereas, 或者是那种真的很新潮的是吧
Yeah, whereas the female list it's kind of like you got some of those newer names but they seem a lot of them are also kind of like that classic kind of name.
哎，我也觉得好像女生的名字还是、即使在2015年美国人去选择的还是比较经典的一些名字、但男生的名字里面就是花样比较多是吧
yeah,
我们刚刚说什么 Aiden, Kaden, Jaden、
yeah.
然后还有我们今天节目结束之前要跟你分享美国男的男宝宝去年最 popular 的一个
Jackson
like Michael Jackson the Jackson 5
<Beat it!
笑> 好像就是我觉得近几年美国人也有趋势，就是把 surname 把姓用在 first name 里面啊。
Yeah, I think even if you think about my names, my full name is actually Harris Spencer Ball. My first and my middle name are both could be last names.
是的。
Yeah.
所以，哎，你爸爸妈妈给你取名 Spencer， 这个其实是一个姓，而且是英国什么 royal family。
Yeah, like Princess Diana, the late Princess Diana was part of like the
Spencer
the Spencer family. Yeah, yeah.
所以你爸妈就也是很有个性的，就是我们可以把一个传统的姓当做 first name。
Yeah, pretty much.
好，那希望今天我们的节目给你的这个 when you're choosing an English name, we've given you some good ideas and inspirations.、然后呢，来看我们今天完整这个榜单，就导开英语微信公众号就可以了。当然留言里面，我想大家会来问我们的意见，觉得这个名字好不好，什么名字适不适合。We'll do our best to share our thoughts.
Yeah, that's right.
对，谢谢大家收听我们今天的节目。那如果在新年里呢，除了英语名，你也想让你的英语口语更好，更懂美国文化的话，试一下我们开言英语的付费课程吧。一年629块，就能让你学到不同级别500多个 不同场景下最实用的口语课，而且我们每周都有更新，到公众号你就能免费试用，并且享受这个微信购买的特惠。 Thanks for listening. See you next time.
下次再见。